Yes, yes, yes. Are you there, bro?
Sorry, mate. Yeah, I am, brother. I'm here.
Wonderful. Taylor, you around?
I'm here.
Oh, we're so blessed to have wonderful beings. How's everyone doing?
Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Best ever.
Yay. Yay. So, anyone inspired to have a silence to guide us in something? Nicole, Taylor, want to do something to get us going?
Let's let Taylor lead the ceremonial beginning.
Wonderful.
All right, then. Well, let us just come together in this magnificent beginning of 2012, magical year. Here we are on day 12, actually, interestingly enough. And this is really the end of the year, if one was following the 12 days, every day signifying a month. So here we are at the end of the 2012. So let's just take a moment and relax and breathe in great appreciation and wonders and awe of everything that has transpired for each of us in this year. Just imagine, here we are standing at the end of 2012, looking forward to what's coming in 2013. And having so much appreciation for all the evolution that's occurred for each of us, all of the insights and visions and miraculousness, all of the amazing and wondrous connections that we've made, and beauty that we've experienced and seen. And life is just really just such a gift. It's such a gift. And it's easy to forget that, you know, when we get caught up in all this and that and the other thing. So let us just take a moment and be in just as much as we can well up in our whole being, just such deep appreciation and gratitude for being alive, being able to breathe in and out and experience what it is to be a human being in a physical form. A spiritual being in a human form, because it's a phenomenon. It's just the best thing ever, and it's something that, you know, light beings would love to be able to do. They're a little envious, actually, so I've been told. And so here you are. You know, you have the envy of the whole entire light realm and all light beings therein, because you get to be a human being in this physical form. And eat wonderful things, and feel wonderful things, and see beautiful things, and experience life as you create it, moment by moment. And that's just such a gift, such a joy and such a gift. And let's just imagine that this year has been the best year ever for you, and that you have really enjoyed yourself and have been in touch with the gift that your life is all year long, and share that with everyone you've come in contact with and all of your projects and everything that you have wanted to manifest. You have, and in doing so, have just spread out and rippled throughout every single connection this deep appreciation and gratitude for what it is to be alive right here, right now, in this time on Earth. And what a joy and a gift it is to be in this vortex of light and energy and connection with all these other incredible superheroes, some of which you may never meet, around the planet, all really focused on the same thing, which is having the best life ever, making themselves the best possible human being they can be, and being in service and contribution to the whole. I mean, what better way to spend a year? Or any time, really. And so let's just take a moment and really send out a big wave of appreciation and gratitude to all the superheroes and everything that they're doing every minute of their life with their families, with their loved ones, with their communities, because we'll never really know the miracles and wonder that every single person that's gathered here is up to. I mean, we get little snippets here and there, and it's always really wonderful, but you know, if you can just imagine how much is occurring in your life and then multiply that by everyone that's in this program, that's just a phenomenon, a huge phenomenon. It equals the power of a small nation and then some. And it's just a complete and total gift. And really just take a moment and send a wave of gratitude to all those superheroes and appreciation, because everything that they're doing is supporting each of us in wondrous and miraculous ways we may never know, but we know that that's what's occurring. And it's just a wonder and a joy that we all have each other and we can come together in these ways and share and be a contribution. Then let's just send all that energy to everyone on the planet that is reaching and eager to evolve their life from wherever it currently is now, and that they find that inspiration and that strength and that vision to be able to do it, take the next step and have an even better experience of being alive just because you are, and that energy can go out and be there for anyone that has that desire to tap into. Let's just envision that right now. Just boom, just there it is, like a big reservoir that we're all creating of energy that's available like a huge wellspring for anyone that's desiring to evolve and have their life be better and all their prayers be answered, can avail themselves to instantaneously just because we said so. And we're setting the intention for such right now in this instant. And so it shall be. Amen.
Amen. Ah, fabulous. I just wanted to share a couple of things, and I'd love to hear from Brother Nick after this, his latest experiences. Just wanted to share a quick update with you about some things we've been working on for the training to make it more and more powerful and effective. And I recently, actually this morning, in fact, did a video to explain this in more detail. But just a quick update. Basically, we are here, all of us, to help each other manifest and create the ideal state of consciousness and the ideal life and lifestyle and service possible for you.
Hello?
Hello?
Michael? Is anyone there?
Hello, Taylor?
Yeah, I think maybe we lost Michael there.
So we're unmuted right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this Michelle?
Nancy.
Oh, hey, Nancy.
Hey, Taylor.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there, but can you hear not Michael or Nick?
No.
I can't hear him either.
He just went away.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's just wait a minute. I'm sure he'll realize that maybe, hopefully. I'll email him real quick.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, we lost you.
So yeah, that's the magic of the drama. Just briefly wanted to give a quick update. So we're here to make your life better and faster and easier for you. And one of the things that we've done recently is to create these essentially breakthrough sessions for everyone on the training.
Yeah, that's magic of the...
We need to mute the call again.
Is it being going funny again?
We need to mute the guest.
And
one of the things that we've done recently is to create these essentially breakthrough sessions for everyone on the train.
Weird things are happening.
So that.
How fascinating. Weird and wonderful. Anyway.
One of the things that we've done,
we have got a little loop going on here and a time warp.
This is cosmic traveler.
Yeah, this is the magic moment going on here. Okay, let's see what wonders can be done.
We can hear each other, yay.
Hello?
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 Okay.
Did we lose him again?
I don't think we lost him.
Yeah, I'm here. I think we may just want to restart this call. I'm going to email him.
Okay, do you want to tell to hang up?
Maybe everyone's meant to say hi to everybody else. Maybe that's the point.
I'm staying on.
Is everybody here except Brother Michael?
Yeah, it seems like it. I think, I don't know, it seems like there's some re-looping that's going on.
Yeah, I'm here. I think we may just want to restart this call. I'm going
to hang up. Hey, Taylor.
Yeah?
Why don't you email Mike?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I told him I think we should restart the call.
Good. Well, let's see what he says.
Yeah.
So who else is here? Who else can I hear?
Hi.
Hi.
Wolfgang.
Michelle from Pennsylvania.
Who is that?
Hi, it's Jennifer.
Hi. Say your name.
Jennifer.
Hi, Jen.
Perhaps
hey, Jen.
I can see a massive blue light in the room, and there's a massive white light over the conference call. I think they're doing it so everyone can say hi to each other.
Hey, yeah.
I think they're pressing all the buttons up there so everyone can talk to each other for a minute. And everyone can, you know, say hi.
Hey.
I think they're opening the communication so everyone can say hi to each other.
I like
it. All right, well, who's on the call? Let's just go through it then. Let's do a roll call.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm Michelle Smith, superhero training, and I live in Quakertown, Pennsylvania.
Yay.
All right.
Pennsylvania.
Woohoo. Dan Werner in Washington.
Hi, Wolfgang.
Hola, Wolfgang.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Nancy Peel, and I'm in Palmer Rapids, Ontario.
Hi.
Richard Martin, also in Palmer.
Hi.
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 This is magical.
Yes.
I can see so many beings in this room. There's light beings everywhere. they're all pressing the buttons up there. They're saying they're, you know, all planned, all sorted. Everyone wants to talk to each other, so we made it happen.
Yeah, well, this is very strange. I don't know what's going on with the connection.
They're all up there pressing the buttons.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, so maybe we can just open it up to you guys just to share what's been going on for you. Because we talk to you all the time. It'd be nice for you to talk to us.
Love you, Jen.
Hi.
We were just doing a little roll call, Michael, to see who was on the call.
Right.
Is there anyone else who didn't say themselves yet?
This is Brad in Pennsylvania. Can anyone hear me?
Yay, hello, Brad. Hey, Brad.
I am unmuted. Yay.
It's so wonderful to hear your voices. It's like an extra dimension. It's more real. I think that's why they've done it, because we all know each other from the pages. But
yeah.
It's so much more real to hear the voice. It's magical. It's like an extra connection for all of us. And they're up there pressing buttons, I know, because I can see pink beings and white beings. And
video conference is next.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else that hasn't announced themselves yet?
Don't be shy. Chime in.
Well, I tried. Did you guys hear me? This is Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Hi.
This is a great opportunity for me to say I love you guys.
Aww.
Love you too, brother.
Thank you. We
yeah.
love you, Steve.
Steve.
This is so lovely.
All right, well, here we are all. Does anyone want
wonderful.
To ask?
Well, you know... It's everything's extra, isn't it, really? You know, everything's, the whole life is just a big bonus experience, so it's great. One thing I would actually, I think it'd be nice, I've had some sessions with various people who are on the call now about some new things we're doing with the training. Would any of you want to share what we discussed the other day? That might be nice. You can share it on my path because you're going to be doing a lot of this stuff.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay.
You.
Brad, do you want to go?
Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah, so basically it relates to, you know, some of us sort of taking the lead and helping some of other superheroes along on the path, on the training, you know, helping ensure that they... You know, they're on their mission, and they're keeping clear on their goals and their vision, and just having some monthly check-ins, and really looking forward to that and connecting with everyone.
Yeah, and during those monthly check-ins, this is Nancy. Hola, everyone.
Hola.
During the monthly check-ins, we're going to be just looking at the training from a really personal perspective with each individual person and really narrowing down what's the best ever for you to reach your personal goals. So everybody reaches them, you know, easily, joyfully, and as fast as possible. So the 20% that is the most impactful for your personal vision and goals that you've set. Yeah.
Right.
And we're all really looking forward to connecting and just, you know, taking it to the next level.
Absolutely.
Sounds awesome,
guys. Yay.
Michael, do you have anything to add to that we might have missed? Just Brad and I here. I don't think.
Yeah, I could tell. I'm very excited about this because I'm just going to press the mute button for a minute. And if anyone wants to speak, they can, by the way. You just press *6 anytime you want, just in general. But then we cut the interference that comes. But anyone can speak whenever they want, you know. So basically, this whole, really the training is not the point. The point is that everyone here has their own personal life and their own personal destiny. And it's a very, very personal thing. You know, no one has the same aims and objectives and no one has the same visions exactly. And we're all individuals, but we're all helping each other. And we're all, in a way, superhero training's like a magic spaceship in a way, you know. We're on this spaceship and some people get dropped off at different places or different planets in their own way, you know. We end up in different places. Some of us will be in the same place for some time and we meet up. But, you know, end of the day, we're all on a bigger journey in eternity. And the training, really, is here to help each of us manifest our particular personal divine goals, missions, visions. And one of the things that I realized, I'm humbly apologizing that I didn't realize this earlier, and a lot of people have already realized this as well, and it's been implied, but I haven't made this explicit, so that's why I'm taking the time now, is that the truth is that you don't need to do every single meditation, every single practice, every single bonus, you know, audio, every single everything that we've ever mentioned in order to attain your goals at all, you know. And no one does, and no one can do all of them. So that's not to say that they're not beneficial, because there's so many different people that someone might love Sun Pop, and that's just the thing that does it for them, and that's all they need to do, Sun Pop, and that's it. Sun Pop with some other stuff, and they can achieve their goal with a few bits and pieces. Someone else wants some other things. They might really just love Taylor's channelings and sessions. You know, it's very personal what everyone tunes into and the vibration they get and the effect that comes from it. And so that's why there's so many different things. But what we're doing now is we're going to help each of you to discover which specific things are going to help you personally to achieve the result, the manifestation, the actualization of your dreams quickly, as fast as possible, and help you focus on those specific things and essentially exclude everything else. Because you don't need it all. And that's not to say you won't come back in 6 months and actually find some stuff very, very useful that you don't need now. So it's great that it's all there, but the reality is you don't need all of it. So we're going to help you through. I've trained a lot of the superheroes up, and they're super stoked and really, really enjoying that process, to help everyone else get clear on what those things are, so that then you can just apply them in your own life and get a result quickly. Because this 2012 now, the speed of manifestation is just completely out of control. So we can have miracles happen, and we already are having miracles happen all the time. So I hope you realize the power of this and take advantage of these sessions, because that's what all you need to do is a few things. Get what you where you want to go, and we're going to help you do it. So this is the new inspiration. Very happy to be offering this, and I'd love to hear your stories and what happens as a result of this. I'm just going to unmute everyone for a minute. If anyone wants to say anything about this, then by all means do so. Coughing is all right as well.
Know what our stories were?
Yeah.
Anyone? Yeah, you're all online now. Does anyone want to say anything else about this?
A simple confirmation of what you said, Michael. It's Wolfgang here.
Right.
That's it.
Well.
This is Michelle, and I have to say it's wonderful to hear you say that, because it's funny. Last week I was doing my mastermind group, and I was telling the group that, you know, I've really started to get up again early in the morning and get more focused. My problem was not being able to get the meditation in because I'm exercising in the morning, which is really where I needed to be. And my friend said, one of the mastermind women said, well, Michelle, that can be meditation. And I started laughing, and I said, you know, it is, because I'm doing my mantras the whole time I'm exercising. And she said, so you've got to remember that at times you are doing things that typically a meditation for me would be sitting very quiet in my chair, et cetera, and doing it for an hour. And I switched it up, and I'm doing it differently. And it was funny because it was hard for me to accept that until someone else pointed it out to me that you are still doing it, but just in a different perspective. And that was so refreshing. It was almost like a relief. It was very interesting.
Yeah, this is exactly what it is. Like, we all have our personal magic combination of things. Some people it's more active. Some people it's more sitting. Some people it's certain foods. It's very personal. And that's what we're getting at. There's no, like, one uniform superhero T-shirt that everyone has to wear, all size fits all caps. That's not, you know, it's not what it's about. So, yeah, it's very, very, very personal. And, like, my personal aim is I don't do any meditation ever because I don't need to, because I'm just in the zone. I'm just in the state constantly. There's no need for any of it, you know. A lot of these things are means to an end, and you don't need to do them, ultimately. So I'm very inspired to see what happens as a result of this, you know, because it's a very, very personal journey. And the more we realize that and we just have that as our focus, everything's easy, super, super easy, you know. Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, that's enough about that. Brother Nicholas. I haven't heard from you for a while. How's it going, bro? What's going on?
It's going amazing, brother. Absolutely amazing. And, I'm just super, super, super charged and super stoked. I had a great conversation with Gerald O'Donnell yesterday, the first of several interviews that we have planned. And that one has already been edited, and Michelle's putting that one out there pretty soon, so that's just pure gold in there. Gerald just brings in, I think he just brings in, you know, we're all about the basics, the fundamentals, and he's just really bringing in a super, super, super powerful, grounded, foundational perspective from his own extraordinary experiences. And this is a guy, in case people listening are not familiar with him altogether, is probably the top remote viewer in the world, certainly one of the most successful. And during his experiences working for various intelligence agencies, gathering information for them, he went through various enlightening experiences, saw the light, so to speak, and understood the nature of the matrix that these physical projections are running around in, getting all excited about and caught up in. And he saw very, very clearly and understands very, very clearly the nature of the the matrix and how, in fact, that we all are these eternal souls, which from his perspective and ours is this individuated consciousness, this infinite oneness. And so his simple message is that we are the one. We are the one. You are the one. I am the one. We are the one. And in the language of Jesus, or Yeshua, coming through the Love Without End series channeled by Glenda Green, he calls that unity consciousness, and places that as the absolute foundation before everything else. Yesterday in that interview was all the stuff that we do, the truth is a living energy. And so we get high of hearing the truth, of contemplating the truth, of speaking the truth, because it is a living vibrational energy that enlivens us, that it is actually who we are. We are the living truth itself. But when we verbalize concepts and communicate models to individuals that are actually accurate, then it's a tremendous feeling of joy and aliveness. And so I got a tremendous buzz off of that that conversation with him yesterday. And it just really helped remind me, you know, the absolute critical importance of having that unity consciousness. And I feel the beginning of this call, when the electrical organization of it, the mute buttons and what have you, was being interfered with, allowed us to have moment of communion when all the mutes were off and we were all in the same room kind of thing. And it was a little another synchronistic impression for me about the oneness that we are. We are the one, and that one is individuated into souls, and the souls are projecting a physical body into the world of form. And I was talking to Richard today in up there in Canada, and it was just, you know, hey bro, you know, this is your foundation. If you're trying to solve your problems or navigate your challenges and obstacles without this mindset, then you're going to get lost in the labyrinth, and it's as simple as that. And there's something in there that will gobble you up. And this 2012 gift that we have now, which is phenomenal energies coming into the mix right now. Talk about instant karma and instant manifestation. It is absolutely extraordinary what I'm feeling over here in Kauai. And we are being challenged to really get our house in order. There's none of this, you know, playing this silly little ego game with all of this gossipy, nonsensical, critical, and analytical, judgmental thought processes and the nonsense that comes out of that. We are being absolutely challenged to let go of that nonsense completely. And every moment is a gift, is an opportunity to do that. And so this foundation of unity consciousness, having your mind organized in a very specific way, so that you have that underpinning of the simple fact that it is a singularity here. It's like a holographic kaleidoscope, like we've been saying forever from the beginning of this thing. And it's a living, interactive scenario. And I think the superhero training is evolving into a tremendously accurate reflection or facet of that holographic kaleidoscope, where we are empowering individuals to lead smaller groups, smaller pods, and everyone in the whole thing is being empowered in a very unique, specific way for them, where they are being guided to just pick the things off the menu that they really need to nourish themselves with now, and then later on, the other things will be more important, and some things might never be eaten or absorbed at all. And so this is I'm really, really, really excited about the direction this thing's going. I think you know, a lot of credit goes to Michael McIntosh and Michelle for really doing the nuts and bolts and the nitty gritty of this, the tech back end of it, and Wayno, and just you know, figuring out the system where we are able to do this. And so I just want to encourage all the superheroes that are listening to really raise their game. And I'm personally expressing my creativity, my ability to move energy and get things done is just it seems to be growing exponentially daily. and also the challenge is also coming in a greater form, almost on a daily basis as well. This week, I've had a mountain of wood to move, as we've been thinning out some woodland that we've inherited, and some of these are, are very, very fast growing African weed trees that become absolutely gigantic things if you let them go, you know, like 100 feet around the trunk kind of trees. But they're still quite small, but they're still the biggest trees in the woods. And so we've been taking down these trees and creating tons and tons of debris to compost, to feed to the young trees, to organize into wood piles and to make logs out of, and so on and so forth. And I had a whole team of individuals on standby to assist with this project, confirmations all the way down the list, organized infrastructure and logistics, equipment, vehicles, and of course nobody shows up at all. And not just the first day, but the second day. Not just the second day, but the third day. And not just the third day, but the fourth day. So Nick's been up there on his own from morning till night, wading through all of this stuff, and galloping down the hill, taking calls, and doing consultancies, and sending emails, and managing people, and blah, 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 blah. The list goes on. The to-do list is just astronomical. And just feeling absolutely incredible with so much energy running through the system. And one thing that I've really, really, really been experiencing just lately, the importance and the necessity of, and I really want to encourage the superheroes to do this, is to really trust yourself and be yourself and allow the one single almighty consciousness to flood through you and catalyze this movement of these different facets of yourself, which are so unique to you. We can't relate to each other in certain ways because we just don't have any reference point at all in our lives to be able to relate the contrasting experiences that we've had. And of course, some facets we can relate very easily. A mother can relate to a mother because they both have children. But another mother who's maybe lost all of her children in some dreadful accident or some dreadfully traumatic way, it's very difficult for those mothers to relate to her, if you see what I mean. So we all have this very unique complexity within ourselves, and only you can manage your own process. And it's having the courage to allow yourself to emote and express and creatively express in the most positive and constructive way that benefits as many individuals as possible in your own unique, zany, crazy, eccentric, wonderful, 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 wonderful way. And that's what gets the flow flowing and really allows you to transmute and transform and metamorphose as your bodily projection, physical projection, goes through an incredible transformation and actually anchors in through your beingness, through your physicality, through your human beingness, these very, very, very high octaves of human possibility. And this is the year, we know it is, and so it's coming in, the juice is blasting in, and it's still the early days of the other side of the deepest, darkest point of winter with the winter solstice there. So it's still the very early days of that. So goodness me, what energy is going to be coming in through springtime, through summer, and all the rest of it. But I tell you what, now is the time to sow the seeds of greatness. If you miss the bus if springtime comes and you're still faffing around, wasting time with nonsense thoughts and gossip and silly trivia and just the stuff that the ego loves, if you're not on the train by the spring, then you will have set your mold for the rest of the year that the creative force is going to pour into. This is something very important to understand. The winter time is the underground, going in into the darkness, seeding greatness, going through the deeper parts of your process, going into the darker corners of your psyche and healing all of that with the light of who you truly are. And we've got, you know, all the programs, the inner child, the Sun Pop stuff, the rest of it that we do that helps you clear deeply is there to do exactly that. So really, it's not a time for having any tolerance for bringing any stuff with you into the springtime. It all needs to be exterminated with the swift and merciless blow of compassion as quickly as possible and immediately. And then when the springtime comes, you mold will be absolutely concretized by those very, very, very powerful Taurus, Gemini, and the Aries, Taurus, Gemini full moons, or whatever order they come in. But those three moons, the Taurus, Gemini, Aries combination, that's what really galvanizes and concretizes the mold. And then the incredible energies of creation are going to be pouring into it, and you are going to be enjoying riding the high lines of your destiny and be able to deal with the extraordinary challenges that humanity collectively is going to be faced with this year. And you are going to be able to harvest at harvest time as we move through the autumn into the closer to the next winter solstice. You're going to be able to harvest the fullness of your human potential, and that is an extraordinary thing. It's a divine thing, and that's why we call this superhero training. And yeah, it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful privilege to be part of it, to be able to seed it in and be one of the founders of this extraordinary support system for us all.
Yeah, thanks a lot, bro. What a legend Brother Nick is, running up and down the hill, carrying tree trunks, you can only imagine. So, yeah, Brother Nick saves the day all the time in various different ways, so, yay. Well done.
You know, I just want to add on a little bit to what Nick was saying there, by saying that no matter where you are, even if you're in Australia and it's summer, that what Nick just said is really the case. It's just we have the opportunity to mirror the winter here in the Northern Hemisphere, but it's the same phenomenon is occurring no matter what, even if you're in summer right now. The idea is that this is the time to see. This is the beginning of the year. This is it. We have this, like, period here before everything starts to kick in, and really it doesn't matter where you're at, to really once and for all clean house. You know, if you're hanging around on still have some habits that you are thinking, yeah, I got to really let this one go, that's on my list of things to do this year, like, have it done now, this month. Don't go into any further, because really spring really begins in February. That's really it. I mean, everything starts moving. The sap starts rising. They're tapping trees, okay? So this is it. This is the time to take stock and reassess your entire existence as it is at this moment and remake yourself, like we said earlier at some point, anew. That's the opportunity here. And like Nick said, to really set the mold now. Like, get it done now, and that foundation will really go just so far in serving you in what's ahead. And you know, the other thing I just want to say with regard to this idea of taking what serves you from the program and being okay to let the rest go, because you know, there's no question about it. I mean, there's just so much information here, so much information, really lifetimes of information in truth, because Nick's sharing, you know, his lifetimes of what he's learned really has made a huge difference to being a superhero, Michael, myself, you know, all the other people that have contributed. So it's interesting because when I look at the energy of this program, where we started with this program is completely 180 degrees. We're in a different place. We all are, and as is the program. Everything has evolved at light speed. And so now where we're standing is a very different place, and it's going to keep going like that, really. I mean, I don't know how many people are looking, okay, we're 12 days into the year. Wow, it's already felt like 12 months. I mean, because for me, it's definitely like that. It's like I cannot believe how much has happened, and it's only January 12th. So the key, like Nick was saying, is for everyone, and like I can't remember who shared about, wow, I realized, yeah, maybe I can do meditation in a new way. I don't have to do it this way. Is to really follow your instincts. To lay the whole program out and say, and just ask for, like, what am I really drawn to here? What's going to serve me for where I'm at, for this particular thing I want to move? You know, whatever it is. And just allow yourself to be intuitively guided and drawn to make it up for yourself. It's kind of like we giving you a big, huge toolbox, overflowing toolbox, and, you know, it may not be all those tools and none you ever use, but the idea is to really have the ability to just ask for what is going to serve you and what you go with what resonates with you. And if you're feeling like, whoa, that's just way too hard, I'm not really attracted to that, I don't know how to fit all that in, don't do it. Do what really, because each of you are at a place where you can trust you're being led. You can trust your innate ability, and that's the whole point of all these tools anyways, is to get you to that place. And so the program has really evolved to where it is a living, breathing structure of flexible support, and for you to all embrace it as such and be able to move and flow in the ways that you're drawn to is really the key to your success. And not allowing it to overwhelm you, because life in and of itself can be overwhelming enough. You know, and that our purpose in designing this program was not to add to that already mass consciousness overwhelm that you can easily tap into in any minute, but rather to give you the exact opposite of that, which is complete mobility and flexibility and being empowered at the very moment with exactly what you need in exactly the right place and exactly the right time. And our invitation is really to use the program like that, like a living structure of support.
Well said, Taylor.
Totally.
And, you know, I just want to add one other thing, and Nick touched on this, but I want to just take the opportunity here because, you know, one of the things that has this structure be so dynamic and conscious, it's highly conscious. It has its own life force now. You know, while, sure, Nick, Michael and I have created and are holding an energetic vision for it and, you know, really supporting it energetically in our meditations and our visions and, you know, what part of our biggest goal is in our life is to have each one of you succeed brilliantly. That, like, that's all, one of our projects, you know, for the year. A huge one, by the way. But I just have to say that one of the key components to having this thing be as conscious, fluid, and aware that it is Michelle. And I know you all know that, but I think it's important to just really take a minute and acknowledge the level of impeccability and attention to detail that she brings unconditionally and out of pure joy. I mean, the woman is like, you tell her there's 20 structures that need to happen by the end of the day, and she sees, like, she looks at that as the best day ever. Like, she's not like, oh, dear, how am I even going to do that? She's like, okay, good, I'm on it. You know, and you know, and you can just go off and lift logs to the top of the hill, and Michael can go take a cruise to the ocean and know that by the end of the day, it'll be done. And I just really want to acknowledge you for that, Michelle, because it's very clear to me that there's a level of impeccability and attention to detail. You know, they say God is in the details. You really are, you know, spearheading the sacredness of the details of the structure of this program to allow it to continuously evolve and move and change and restructure itself on a dime. And, you know, I know you've got to support, I'm not leaving you out in this acknowledgement either, Michael, because I know you have a lot of vision here, but I just think it's worth saying that, you know, and really just taking the minute to acknowledge you for all that you're bringing to the backdrop of the structure that's so important to the level of consciousness that it embodies.
Yeah, absolutely. I basically, just to be totally frank, I was just eating a bit of chocolate there. Just to be totally frank, we would all be completely screwed without Michelle with this training. Undoubtedly, Michelle has held this whole thing together for the last 6 months at least. And I'm so stoked that I can send Michelle very vague emails and she works out what I'm talking about and gets it done. And that is such a joy for me to be able to do that. And then I can focus on other things. And she's held the whole thing together. All the fiddly details that would make me go mad, she's managed to keep it real. And it's my great joy and honor to have her coming over here next Tuesday. Hooray, Michelle. Michelle will be here in this very house where I am right now in less than a week. And it's going to be a joy to look after her and show her around. We'll get some videos, Michelle, actually, so everyone can see what she's what she's up to here. It'll be quite amusing. And,
Sorry, bro. I just wanted to say as well that what Michelle represents is a possibility that is there for everyone, because her life, she's coming over to Kauai to live here in probably not the, but certainly one of the most incredible places on the planet, and certainly one of the most happening and energized right now. And the only reason she's coming here is because she's demonstrated qualities and virtues of selfless service and commitment to something that she believed absolutely in. And she just started off as an intern for us way, way, way back when we used to put it out there and give people the opportunity to intern for us, which basically means you're going to have to do a bunch of work and not get paid for it. And we've had lots of interns, but only one of them has really, 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 really performed to that level of excellence. And he's now coming over and is an integral part of our family and our team. And she's living, definitely living her crazy dreams, you know, coming over and just being styled out over here in the Hawaiian Islands. By just going for something with no guarantees, no promises, no nothing, and except you're going to be working your ass off, and it's just a great, 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 great demonstration of what's waiting for us all, because that old scripture reminds I was reminded of them when I was just speaking. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has in store for those who truly love him. That means loving that part of yourself, accepting that you are part of that and you have a direct connection to that with all your heart and mind and soul, and using it, using that almighty power for selfless service while you're going through all your challenges, all your processes, all your stuff after stuff after stuff, and just doing it to that incredible standard that Michelle embodies so sweetly. And it's just amazing. And I'm constantly humbled by the quality of individual around me. Taylor calls another one who sets an extraordinary standard, Taylor and Jeff. And we, my family, we're just constantly humbled by
by that woman's goodness. So the standard is very high. The individuals that we are all on the same level with, no one's greater than anyone else because we're all one. But we're all in this family together. And some of us are older students in the school, some of us are founders in the school, some of us are new to the whole thing. But it doesn't make any difference because we're all reflections of each other, and we're all inspiring each other, and we all are inspiring each other to go to those standards in our own particular field of excellence or where our calling is. So thank you, Michelle. And thank you to everybody.
Yeah, this shows what's possible when there's that intention and that the heart is in the right place. You know, people can make all kinds of excuses why they can't do this and why they can't do that. Michelle actually told me the story of when she first... In fact, if you're on the call, Michelle, I'd love to just have you come on for a moment, just to say hello briefly. I just remember she said she got back from somewhere, she'd been out all night, and there was this random email that said, we want interns, would you like to be an intern? And she didn't believe in herself. And she said, oh, I can't. But she was kind of in an altered state, and she just went, oh, what the hell, I can give it a go. And she had a good feeling about it, and just took it from there, you know. And so this really applies to all of us in many ways. There's many doors wide open. It's just whether or not we can be bothered, actually, and have the courage to walk through those doors. It's a constant choice every single day.
That's right. Well said. And I think also the nature of the times is that these doors may very well appear scary or beyond our abilities at the moment. And I'm personally, my whole life, since I was 22 years old and left the farm to go to New Zealand to play rugby with the hardest, toughest, fastest, most skillful, best by far rugby players in the world, with a huge leap and call for me, and not only doing it, but also playing in Australia and South Africa, and right up there in those grades with those incredible guys. That was the beginning of many, 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 many quantum leaps into greater responsibility, greater demonstration of abilities. The hero archetype here we are engaging. And not only that, we're engaging the superhero archetype, so it takes it to an even higher level of cosmic possibility. And it is all about being initiated by seemingly unbeatable obstacles or challenges or demons or foes or whatever it is. And most of this stuff is inside of us in our own ego construct, where we think we can't do this, we can't do that. And the way the appearance of the Maya, the illusion, the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful illusion of life, working in tandem with the ego and the forces of darkness, present the illusion that there's no support, that there's no money, that there's no resources, that there's no time, that there's no this, there's no that, and so I just have to stay put and, you know, basically eat it. But that's not the case at all. What lies beyond it and deeper within you are the resources and the magnetism to attract everything that you want. But that movement out of fear, out of I can't, into I am, that movement there is what being a superhero and what this training is all about. It's all about that. And as you do that, you ground into the world the archetype of superhero. And then millions of people all over the place that maybe never even hear anything about this training or never hear anything about you, they can tap into that
that energy construct, because the pattern has been integrated into the collective consciousness, and that's what our missions are. So don't be surprised if it's tough, if it's scary, if there's obstacles, if there are challenges, because like we've been saying all the way along, there are, and they're going to get bigger, and the monsters are going to get scarier, and the demons are going to get more and more real. But good news is, as long as you're practicing and you know and you're running from that place within yourself, existing from that place within yourself, it's all paper tigers and the Wizard of Oz. It's all an illusion. And truly, 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 infinite love is the only reality there is. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, all you superheroes, Michelle and Taylor and Michael, and all you guys, for being the constant embodiments of taking on scary, challenging, impossible scenarios and getting victory after victory after victory after victory. So inspiring. Brother Michael, are you eating chocolate? Brother Michael's just fell off the back of his chair. as he has been known to do in the past. Taylor, say something,
yes.
My love.
Yes, well, you know... I could just see that happening. Actually, you know, and I think the other element besides just complete, you know, following of your passion in these days and these times is this idea that. It's completely unreasonable and it doesn't make sense is so key to be comfortable with. This idea that there's really nothing that's logical, that lines up, that's linear, that makes sense about it. Because that's really, like Nick was saying, the air is so thick now with potential and possibility that, and it's just looking for a place to land. It's just swirling around and like, all right, where am I going to put all this? Well, okay, here's a person that's like totally lined up and saying, you know, I want to do this. I don't know how. I don't know what it's going to look like. But by God, with all my heart and soul, I want to leave this job and I want to do blank. And man, that stuff is looking for a place to land and come in and take root and take life. And create all kinds of unforeseen possibilities and event and circumstances just because you are that much of an opening to receive. And that's the key. And that's, you know, really what Michelle is a demonstration of. It's like, you know, I'm just going for this full on, full out. I have no idea what the outcome is, where it's going to go, whatever. But you know what? It's giving me juice. I know it doesn't even make sense. It's completely positive. Her family thinks, what the heck is she doing? Where is she going? What is she... You know, probably like, it's probably a little bit hard for her to have any of her family members think that this looks like even a good idea, you know. So, and yet, you know, this is the very thing right now, that right here in the beginning of this year, you want to be just a complete vessel of clarity of your purpose and vision so that it can pour in, so that all the ridiculous opportunities of amazingness are just going to track you down. They will track you down, and they'll find you, and they'll fill you up, and they'll propel you like rocket fuel. And that's what's happening here, like everywhere, across the planet. I mean, I'm watching it with amazement. I was just got off the phone today with this guy who's decided he wants to, you know, he's like this huge guy in India, huge star, and he said, I just want to go to America, he's a huge star in India, and make a song, and all the song's going to be about is saying love in 96 different languages. So, I mean, it's like, that's his whole life, he could do anything, he's like the superstar, he's like a Brad Pitt, you know, in India. But really, he just had this completely ridiculous vision that, you know, I need to just throw it all away because it's all about love, you know. And voila, boom, he's here. You know, my nephew's working with him, making this ridiculous video. And it's like, this is happening everywhere. Like, people are just lighting up, turning on, and just cracking out of these ridiculous molds and becoming superstars and superheroes and following just their pure inspiration and passion. And it's so exciting. It's so exciting to watch. And, you know, that's the opportunity we all have, and we all can be in support of others in being. And, you know, it's just a fantastic thing. That's what I have to say. Now, Michael, are you there?
Well said, Taylor. Well said.
There you have it.
Beautiful
well,
time.
You know,
and
yeah.
I think we should... I'd like to take this opportunity and just to round us off, because we're nearly on the hour now, with a little story about the hero's journey, because as we're all honestly aware, it's not all flowers and fairies and crystals, and this year, this time of great revealing in all the muck, all humanity's muck is going to come up, and we're going to get to have a really, really, really good look in the mirror of what the contents of our collective consciousness, the contents of our psyche, the collective human mind, because there's only one of us here, looks like. And it's not a pretty sight on the surface. And that's why we need to embrace the movement of the heroic movement, which is down into the darkness before we go up. And we need to have a really good look at and see how the ego's perspective is fundamentally upside down. It's upside down and twisted and distorted. And Gerald was talking about this yesterday and using the analogy of Plato's cave, where there's all these individuals thinking that they're trapped in this cave and there's some kind of prison door preventing them from leaving. Talking and discussing about how that the prison that we're in with our fears and insecurities and inability to see clearly and embrace fully the gifts of life and the infinite goodness and abundance and everything is a vibrational prison, and it's made of fear amongst other so-called negative emotions, low frequency emotion. And the easy way to dissolve it is to just go deep within yourself into that place where you exist on a very, very high frequency, where you are you are that. And the more you do it, the more you can exist from there. And that, when you exist from there, that's when you don't need to practice anymore. You don't need to sit down and meditate. You don't need to say, I'm sorry for forgetting, blah, 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 because you are not that anymore. You are the real you. And that foundation of that, when you've established yourself existing from there, is certainty, is faith, what we call nischay, or what the Sanskrit word is, nischay. And it's a burning, intense quality within you. And it burns with red. It's the warrior's core essence. It's red energy, which when it's distorted and toxic and suppressed and repressed, comes out as anger or frustration and all of those things. But what we need to do is exist from that core within us, and in certainty that you are the one, I am the one, we are the one, And when we exist from that state of certainty, from that state of being, because we've visited it over and over and over and over from the normal waking, when you exist from that state of being, you are invincible. You're immune to everything that the world can throw at you. Everything just bounces off because you have that, what in Ephesians St. Paul calls the full armor of God. Not because you've placed those pieces of armor on systematically, but because you exist from the core essence of your being that is already clad in that armor. It's already wearing the breastplate of righteousness. Its feet are already shod with the gospel of peace. Its loins are already girt with the girdle of truth. It has the helmet of salvation. It's carrying the flaming sword of truth. And this is a wonderful, wonderful thing. But we are in an initiative right now. So let's not be unrealistic and think we can jump the gun and skip this bit. But no, we have to go into the darkness, face the Goliath or the Minotaur there, or the Hydra, or whatever challenge life is presenting to us right now that is triggering these feelings and thoughts of I can't or I'm not good enough or whatever it is. No, we have to go in there and meet that thing, and we might have to do it over and 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 over. And we might wonder, oh, why is this still here? He hasn't gone yet because of blah, blah, blah. Because it's connected to the collective consciousness. That's why. It's been fed by your ancestors and all of our ancestors for generations and generations and generations. These are gigantic forms, archetypal forms in the human psyche, in the collective consciousness that are embedded into the dark matrix. And it's been going for civilizations and civilizations. So we need to really appreciate the enormity of the task that might just be felt in some supermarket somewhere when it comes to making a choice between buying a bag of chips and going to the salad bar or something completely mundane like that. Rest assured that connected to that, absolutely, in the depth of the psyche, are great, great forces of extreme significance. And the relevance and the significance of you making the right choice, because you have the power to do that, and once you're immersed in it and existing from there, everything's easy. Those choices, those fulcrum points, those hinge points, on that hinge, it balances the destiny of humanity. Nothing less. The destiny of humankind. So you're playing a huge, huge part in a huge, huge game. And never underestimate the magnificence and the enormity and magnitude of the forces that you are dealing with in any given moment. And that's why being absolutely centered in the absolute epicenter of the depth of your being and welding yourself to that through love, through faith, and then existing from there in your daily routines is absolutely critical to the future of humankind and how things unfold after this year.
Yeah, now that's just beautifully said, Nick. And, you know, it may even be the answer to this one question that we have here. So I'm just gonna say this. You may want to comment on this in more depth, Nick, but let me just read the one question we have, which is, when in deep crisis in your psyche, emotionally and physically, what is the best thing ever to do immediately whilst the illusion of your physical world is crumbling? I ask this question in love and positivity. This work has helped me immensely, but when the heat is on, I know I could be turning it around better than this.
Well, I definitely got something in mind, and I'd love to hear your perspective on this as well, Taylor, because we all have our own favourite little, you know, magic potion in our herbal medical cabinet. But from the point of someone who's who's been crushed and absolutely had his realities and lives crushed and destroyed, and endured several crucifixions and shamanic deaths in his life, and has been to the absolute pits of despair and darkness and self-loathing and addiction and all kinds of wonderful places. The only thing to do is to find the shelter in the storm, to find the eye in the storm, and begin to rebuild yourself from there. Just like people that live in Bangladesh, right on the southernmost tip of India, where the Indian Ocean is not, you know, maybe it's going to flood their villages and their homes. No, for sure it's going to flood their villages and homes every year, and thousands of people are going to be drowned in the flood. And there's nowhere else for them to go, and so they just keep rebuilding and rebuilding and rebuilding. Just like those children in Africa that haven't got a pot to piss in, and they are starving, and, you know, if they're lucky, they get something, one thing to eat a day, and like the children in India as well, and many other places, but they've got joy written all over their faces, and there's an unmistakable spiritual illumination blazing out of their eyes, because they live from that place within themselves. And in the Western culture, with all of its materialistic things, the way the soul has been seduced into the story, into the wonderful great American dream that is now being destroyed, it's more challenging for us in a way, because we have been drawn out into this thing, and our energies have been scattered around in it, and we are so emotionally bound up in it all. And so when it starts crumbling, it is absolutely devastating for us. And so the only thing you can do, and it might happen several times over, and you're going to have to do it every single time, is go to that place within you where there is shelter from the storm. And it doesn't matter how much pain, psychological, emotional, or physical, there's always a place you can find within yourself that is ultimately peace-filled. And I've experienced it psychologically, emotionally, and physically. I can't remember what injury exactly it was, but it was absolutely excruciating. And I had it for days and days and days in this never-ceasing pain. It just never went away. And I learned what it's like for some of these people who live in pain all their life. But I found in there this wonderful, amazing place. And it was a great, 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 great find. And it's deep within you. It's where you're supposed to be going in your meditation, in all your spiritual practice. It's where you're supposed to be existing from. It's the core of your being. And you find it using the compass of faith, certainty, burning this chain. You draw yourself towards it with that faith, supercharged with love, with pure love. You magnetize yourself towards yourself and find that place through love, through surrender, through trust, and through burning faith in the breath while you're breathing yourself into deep relaxation. But the most important thing is the burning faith, is the knowingness, the certainty that the sister who was sharing earlier has when she's not doing her meditation, she's doing her exercise. And she doesn't need to sit on her ass
for 2 hours because she knows who she is and she can just pump it up and reinforce that knowingness while she's working out or whatever she's doing. It's that kind of faith. It's the faith that we all need to navigate the challenges that are coming our way and to navigate successfully any challenge that we might be in at the moment. That's my little herbal remedy for it. And like Jesus said, it's the faith of a grain of mustard seed. It's like a very powerful homeopathic remedy. It's very, very tiny, the amount of it in your equation that's required. But it requires continuity and consistency and you to really, really own it and live from that place. And you will be tested over and over and over in little ways at the beginning. Are you really living from there? And if you pass those tests, then you get bigger tests. Are you really living from there? Just like Job in the book of Job. Perfect ancient story that was written long, long, long before the Bible was collated. It comes from much more ancient texts. It's a perennial theme. This sewn in, woven into the archetypal configuration of this reality that we are playing in, and it is to test you, you know, have you really woken up? And remember, A Course in Miracles reminds us that there is an order of awakening. You don't awaken from deep sleep where you're dreaming a nightmare. That's not a spiritual awakening. What happens is you shift out of a nightmare into a happy dream. So life ceases to be a predatory thing that terrifies you, and if you go out of the house, something's going to get you. Or if you, you know, go traveling with 10 bucks in your pocket, you're going to be, you know, having dreadful, dreadful, dreadful experiences. Life ceases to be a nightmare and takes on the form of a happy dream where you can go traveling with 10 bucks in your pocket. You're arriving in countries where you don't even speak the language, like I have done exactly that, and knowing absolutely certain that within a couple of weeks my life is going to be cherry, absolutely locked and loaded, and it has been time after time after time after time. So the movement is from the nightmare to the happy dream, and that happy dream nation to awaken absolutely. And that reality is when you are absolutely immune. So all the toys, all the props, all the things, people can be taken away from your happy dream. They can disappear from the happy dream, just like Job's family that he loved so much and all of his resources and riches. Everything was taken away in the most dreadful and brutal way, you see? And he never lost his faith, and he kept singing his same song, and it all returned to him again. But you can bet your boots that he was able to appreciate it from a much more awakened state of being after going through the dreadful catharsis and the grieving process of losing everything that in the happy dream he'd held so dear.
Hallelujah. Well said, Nick. You're such a great storyteller. Yeah, you know, my answer to this would be, you know, the long answer would be what Nick said. The short answer would be, you know, and I just want to say, because maybe your phone kind of clicked out, but this idea of having the faith of a mustard seed is, you know, mustard seed is very tiny. So in those times when you're in deep crisis in your psyche, emotionally, and physically, that you don't need a lot. The mustard seed is a tiny thing. But what I always, where I go to and where I recommend people go to call me in crisis and despair is this place of faith that has us, that reminds us that we are divine beings. And if something is happening, no matter how bad it looks or feels or is, that everything every single thing happens for our highest good. And that's always where I go to, no matter what is occurring around me. You know, I might be in a car accident, I might witness a car accident. I mean, whatever, like the worst possible things you can imagine. Yeah, my mother finding out she has a cancer, whatever it is. I always instantly go to that one statement, which is essentially everything Nick just said in a cliff note, which is this undying faith in that everything happens for our highest good. So this can only be a divine gift from God. This can only be. And it's up to me now, in this instant, to restructure it, to create a perspective that's going to empower me from that view. And that helps me shift, like, going into this downward spiral, you know, of like, oh, dear, this is a horrible thing, blah, 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 to, all right, then, good. Well, let's see what could possibly be going on here? You know, it reminds me of Nick, Mr. Nick Good, one Easter, he's like, you know, Taylor, have you seen The Passion of Christ? I was like, well, no, I heard it was kind of brutal. I didn't really want to see it. And he's like, what? Are you kidding me? You know, everything had to come to a complete stop. You've got to see The Passion of Christ. I'm like, well, I don't really want to, Nick. I don't really think, you know, and there was just no two ways about it. It was clear that on Easter Day, you know, that's where I was going to be in front of The Passion of Christ. Kind of like it or not. So I was gearing myself up because, you know, I heard, oh, dear, you know, Mel Gibson really pushed the envelope there. He made it way more violent than he needed to, you know. It's really severe. And, you know, my criteria for watching a movie is, one, there's absolutely no violence, and two, it has to have a happy ending. You know, like, period. I mean, you know, because why, how could anything else be entertainment? So this was a big deal for me, you know, to subject myself to this. But I had faith. And I trusted Mr. Good. And I plopped myself down in front of the TV on Easter Day to watch The Passion of Christ. And by the way, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of Nick didn't give me a whole lot except, well, here's what I want you to watch for, Taylor. I want you to watch for what happens each and every time doubt creeps in. Each and every time doubt creeps in, which is in the form of, you know, the serpent, and it happens to be in the movie. And I'll have to say, you know, that this was really as powerful of a situation as one would not want to be in, that this guy, Jesus Christ, was in this movie. I mean, kind of every possible awful thing, including the climax, not something you'd want to have your day be about. And what was amazing to watch in the way the film was done, it was really, truly brilliant. I mean, a lot of people may have maligned Mel Gibson for this, but in the end, if you can look at it from the eyes of really seeing how we are so tempted by our doubt and wanting to be shaken out of our faith, and yet in the worst possible, what you can imagine being in a physical form, you know, you could have happened to you. He held on to that faith that, you know, this may look bad, but there's a higher plan here. You know, for sure, there's a higher plan here. And, you know, at the end of that film, I literally got down on the floor, because that's all I could do. I couldn't even stand up straight, and was just flattened by the immense power that faith is. I was in awe. I was just transformed by being in the presence of watching a human being over and over and over again keep bringing that to the forefront to deal with the worst possible scenarios. And I was just so in awe of that ability that we each have, and the miracles and magic that is, and just, I mean, it changed my life. I mean, it totally changed my life forever. It just changed my life in that moment. And I'll have to say, I also truly got who Jesus Christ was, like a opportunity for us all to be. For the first time in my entire life, I really got that. And I really, I think I told you that, Nick, but once again, I just want to thank you for that, forcing me to do that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it really does come down to that, that choosing, like Nick said, you got this choice to, like, get, you know, Abraham will say, well, find a better thing you thought. But I say, if it's happening, there's a higher path. There's a higher, everything happens for your highest good. On that, you can count. You can take that to the bank. And it's our job to have the faith to hold that conviction and find what that is. And that's where I go.
Absolutely. Wonderful. So great. Any more questions?
I think that's the only question we have that was that was sent in that I have from Mr. McIntosh, who it appears has indeed not has indeed gone off into another realm. So, well, Nick, would you like to? It's 9:30. I'm seeing here. Should we?
Yeah, let's wrap it up and just super inspiring. Super inspiring call. Wonderful to connect with everyone at the beginning there. And I'd like to see if we can have special events where we are all able to connect and we can do some toning and, you know, just pray together and be in silence together with all of our mutes off and really... yeah, keep building these, the power of this incredible container, this holy grail that we are constructing right now and being charged with the immense responsibility and honor of doing. And so, yeah, I just want to thank everyone and just encourage everyone to keep on keeping on. It's not supposed to get easier straight away. It's supposed to get harder straight away. It's a good indication that you're on the right line. Challenges come in front of you on the spiritual path, and they're supposed to. We're supposed to be being initiated. The levels of love that we need to be able to practically demonstrate, we need an impossible scenario to forgive, to be able to share that degree of compassion, and we've been presented with that by courtesy of most of the governments in the Western world and all of their cohorts. And the superhero needs an impossible foe to go out and meet, just like David did with Goliath. And whether these challenges are coming from the manifestations of the drama around us that we're emotionally bound up in, or coming from within us, it doesn't make any difference. They are very, very powerful, and within the illusion of life, they are very, very real. And so, yeah, it's time. This year is definitely a time to cowboy up, so to speak. And, yeah, just get that Yang warrior Nisei coming through and use the sword of truth with compassion. The Buddhists say that truth spoken without compassion is brutality and worse than a lie. Profound statement there. So, yeah, let's use the sort of truth with compassion, but let's use it mercilessly as well. And, yeah, it's just, this is the year to front up and really, 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 really stand for what you stand for. And together, we will navigate through all of these challenges and live and dream and experience extraordinary vistas of unimaginable wonder together. And right now, it's all about the foundation time. You are the one. You are the one. You are the one. Breathe that certainty with burning nishchay. Your soul consciousness is the lens that all of that energy is coming through. You need to clean that lens, polish it,
on the side that is projecting out into the physical material world, where your physical body is running around in, and stay in that sanity and clean that lens, polish it by all these wonderful practices that we share with you, and see the illuminated path ahead of you in terms of your vision and your dreams, and be solid in your planning, be diligent in your planning, let your planning be hardcore but flexible, and then just, it's all about the action. Superheroes are 99% action, 1% theory. We are action heroes, and this is the time to be expressing it all. So thanks to Taylor, thanks to Michael, thanks to Michelle, thanks to everybody on the call, and we will talk again soon enough.
Aloha.
Aloha.